This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the name of his operation is RealScreamers.com. Captain Darrell Carpenter joins us now. And Darrell, I guess the island is a-hopping this Memorial Day weekend, huh?
Oh, bring your patience. Bring a whole lot of patience and leave your religion at home, because you will lose it on this island this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be a good time ahead by all, we hope. Tell us how the fishing's been and what's it look like for the weekend. Got a good weather forecast.
Yeah, well, Don, you know, we've been talking about how slow, you know, or how you've been having to work for everything with the muddy water and everything else around here. Well, that changed earlier this week, you know, when we finally got a break in the weather. People were able to get on that beach. You could literally walk from boat to boat without getting your feet wet on Elmer's Island Beach yesterday, but everybody ended up coming home with fish. It's a little bit hard. You got to work for it just a little bit more when you're in the back, but I think in the last 2 days, everybody has caught fish, and that's evidenced by the boats running around like crazy at 4 a.m. this morning trying to get their spots. But yeah, man, I mean, it's, you know, you always pretext Grand Isle as being one of the first places that turned on. We might not have been the first this year, but it is on now.
Describe how you fish the beach when you fish in the front beaches from a boat.
Well, now look, it kind of changes a little bit, Don. Like yesterday was a little bit of a weird day. You still had a lot of groundswell coming in, so you couldn't get right up on the beach. But they were in that first trough. Once you came off of the beach, if you parked on like the second sandbar and you threw into the trough, that's where the fish were yesterday. So sometimes you just got to watch your activity. You got to watch where the bait is. You know, the surf was a little bit too rough for them to be in the surf. You know, you watch where the bait is. If you start off close or as close as the waves will let you, start working your way back a little bit if you're not, or start fishing off the front of the boat if you're not catching anything. Because there's a many a time, and it happens more during the summer too, as it gets hotter, those fish will move out of the breakwater and move into the troughs. And a lot of times, that's where you can catch them.
And how do you rig up?
The big thing has been, those fish are heavily on, they're on fish a lot right now. So the big thing lately has been croakers. So we got a live well full of beautiful live croakers. It's usually Carolina rig, a little bit of seaweed. So you got to really kind of feel your rod and be conscious of what's going on. But, you know, just Carolina rig. If your croakers are real small, you can put them under a cork, and that might work. But 90% of the time on the beach is Carolina.
Tell you, you guys are lucky to have availability of fishing with croakers down there. A lot of places, the marinas can't keep them alive. Of course, you catch your own, and that's the best way to do it. But, boy, what an effective bait that is for summertime.
It is, Don. And I'm going to tell you, there's another little fish we call a spot. They're a little harder to keep alive. They look a lot like a croaker, but they're not. You know, a lot, I guess because of the availability of people buying it, the croakers are the most popular. But I've also got a live well full of about inch and a half long pinfish, the pinfish hatches on. And, you know, in Florida, that's about all they use for speckled trout. So if you're throwing a cast out or whatever, don't necessarily throw something away just because it's not a croaker, because I can promise you speckled trout get mad at a pinfish too.
Oh, yeah. Mullet. You know, pogies, you name it. If it comes up and it's small and you got it in the cast net, it's likely to catch some speckled trout. And a lot of times, the biggest speckled trout. I think the mistake most people make fishing with particularly large croakers is they don't let that fish get the bait all the way down in its gullet. I mean, it's so easy to, as soon as you see the feel the bite, to jerk it out. And it takes a trout a while, especially to get a big croaker in where you can set the hook.
Well, we try to teach people fishing croakers. Is you fish them with your rod tip way up high. And when you feel that first thump, you drop that rod tip. And once he takes all that slack out, that's when, to use Hokie's old phrase, that's when you knock a snot bubble at him. Okay? But whenever you can, I still wish they'd do a book of Hokie-isms. But when we got somebody that just can't comprehend it or can't grasp the concept, we start teaching them to fish croakers by putting a rod in the rod holder. And you can see that rod jump when that fish hits it. And they'll reach for it. And we say, no, don't touch it. And when that rod bends over, then we'll let them take it out of the rod holder and hit the fish. And that's what usually is what makes them understand, okay, I'm setting the hook too soon.
Good lesson. You know, I don't know if we could fill a book with them, but I got a lot of hokey. We talk about hokey guys, John, who's passed on, hokeyisms, and you got. Maybe we ought to just jot them down and put them together and just kind of put them in a list, you know, and every once in a while.
I don't have the memory a lot of people have, but I sure remember knock a snot bubble.
Yeah, I can remember quite a few, and maybe I'll ask the audience if they remember any hokey-isms that they heard, whether he was broadcasting, whether he was hunting turkeys, or whether he was fishing trout. We'd like to get a compilation together. Well, Darryl, quickly tell them how to get you. You're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com. How about that telephone?
225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, there he goes, Darryl Carpenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.